her, and we played in the back, and all we delivered groceries, and he'd let us ride in the back of the truck. This was the big thing.
I talked to Aubrey the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
I have to tell you this story. He delivered some groceries on Hockenbridge Road, and at that time, Hockenbridge was a dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
So he had let us, he's still just one of my favorite people. And he'd say, okay, girls, you just have to get in the back and you have to sit right there. So this day, we had persuaded him to let us to put the back down and let us sit on the back when we got up to Hockenbridge because mm-hmm. there wasn't a lot of traffic anyway. So we're sitting on the back and we were just laughing and just having the best time. And all of a sudden, I fell off the back. Well, of course, it did not bother me because he was going real slow, you know. And he knew, he saw that fall, and he just kept going. Well, we were just laughing and laughing and laughing. So finally, he stopped and come back to pick me up. But that was an afternoon if we would go there and just have more fun in the back where all the boxes were mm-hmm. and stuff. And Mr. Drugstore, you'd go in Mr. Drugstore and want to look at all the magazines. She didn't like that. She wanted you to buy them, so you'd have to slip around and look at them, you know. And at that time, the post office was in the back of the drugstore. And we had a post office box number 68. I will never forget that because I'd have to get the mail some to take home. And then Dr. Ezard's office was in the back, and he delivered me when I was born, Dr. Ezard. He was a very special person to a lot of people.
Did he do home visits to you, or did he just...
Yes, no, he would. He'd come to your house, yeah. Lived in a brick house there on Canton Street.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, your husband, you went to school. What was dating like when you were younger?
There wasn't... none of the kids had cars, hardly, mm-hmm. so, you know, it was just... didn't have a lot to do. Go to the movie, the Roswell Theater, that mm-hmm. was about the only thing you could do. On Saturday, and that was Mr. Theater, which I think he had said that he was the babysitter for the city of Roswell because a lot of parents would drop their kids off there, you know, to see the movies. That was the only thing really we had to do till the pool came.
Mm-hmm.
And
did most people date and marry within Roswell, or did a lot of people date people from other towns or land other places?
Well, I don't really know. Some of them, I think, married they married from Alpharetta. Milton and Roswell, oh my, Milton and Roswell were just not friendly at all when the athletic department started, you know.
Yeah.
The girls, we wouldn't, I don't think we would have ever dated anybody from Milton. I mean, that was, you know, the thing. I don't know how they felt about us, but I'm really not sure about that. They really wanted to do it. And once we did get, if you had a date and the guy got a car, then the big thing was to go to the varsity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to go down there and eat. That was just the big thing. And I remember one time we were playing, and I'm not sure where we were, if it was in Canton, where we were, but it was out. I've been coming. I don't know. Anyway, we were playing a basketball game, and Jack had, his sister had a Chrysler convertible when we were in high school. Well, we just thought that was just wonderful. He was going to have a Chrysler convertible, you know, to drive to the basketball game. So he drove it up there, and some of us rode with him. And while he was there, when he came out, somebody had stolen all the hubcaps off of the convertible. And I remember him getting so upset about that.
Oh.
And the bus, when the basketball team, the girls had to sit on one side and the boys sat on the other. You know, we could not sit together on the bus. And I don't know how